Blackstone Audio presents 17th Summer by Maureen Daly. To My Mother. June. I don't know just why I'm telling you all this. Maybe you'll think I'm being silly, but I'm not really, because this is important. You see, it was different. It wasn't just because it was Jack and I, either. It was something much more than that. It wasn't as it's written in magazine stories or as in morning radio serials, where the boy's family always tease him about liking a girl and he gets embarrassed and stutters. And it wasn't silly, like sometimes when girls sit in school and write a fellow's name all over the margin of their papers. I never even wrote Jack's name at all till I sent him a postcard that weekend I went up to Minocqua. And it wasn't puppy love or infatuation or love at first sight or anything that people always talk about and laugh. Maybe you don't know just what I mean. I can't really explain it. It's so hard to put in words, but, well, it was just something I'd never felt before. Something I'd never even known. People can't tell you about things like that. You have to find them out for yourself. That's why it is so important. It was something I'll always remember, because I just couldn't forget. It's a thing like that. It happened this way. At the very beginning of the summer, I met Jack, right after graduation. He had gone to the public high school, and I went to the academy, just outside of town, which is for girls only. I had heard of him often because he played guard on the high school basketball team, and he sometimes dated Jane Rady, who sat next to me in history class. That night, the night when things first began, I drove down to the post office with my father.